keep thee far from a false matter. And the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked. That innocent blood be not shed in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and so blood be upon thee. Thine eye shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with thee. Be merciful, O Lord, unto thy people Israel, whom thou hast redeemed, and lay not innocent blood unto thy people of Israel's charge, and the blood shall be forgiven them. So shalt thou put away the guilt of innocent blood from among you, when thou shalt do that which is right in the sight of the Lord. Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person. And all the people shall say, Amen. He did put his life in his hand and slew the Philistine, and the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it, and didst rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood, to slay David without a cause? And the king said unto him, Do as he hath said, and fall upon him, and bury him, that thou mayest take away the innocent blood which Joab shed from me and from the house of my father. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much, till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another, beside his sin wherewith he made Judah to sin, in doing that which is evil in the sight of the Lord, and also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. Remember, I pray thee, whoever perished being innocent, or where were the righteous cut off? If the scourge slay suddenly, he will laugh at the trial of the innocent. I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that thou wilt not hold me innocent. Upright men shall be astonished at this, and the innocent shall stir up himself against the hypocrite. The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scorn. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. He may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. I am clean without transgression, I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. It is in the lurking places of the villages, in the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. Shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. If they say, Come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, so he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her, shall not be innocent. Faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. Yet thou sayest, Because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. If you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt. Thus saith the Lord, Execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoil out of the hand of the oppressor. And do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. But thine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy covetousness, and for to shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it. But know ye for certain, that if ye put me to death, ye shall surely bring innocent blood upon yourselves, and upon this city, and upon the inhabitants thereof. For of a truth the Lord hath sent me unto you to speak all these words in your ears. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord, and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, What is that to us? See thou to that. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it.